We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the second line Gufa. Zok the Gemara Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yudches Gozru Uve Yudches Nechleku. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel told us before that these Yudches Davar that the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were Masakin, it was really Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they argued, and they came out they passed like Beis Shammai. Beitin Mar Akasha. There's a brisa of Atanya Hushvu. There's a brisa that says that they both agreed, that they didn't argue. So how can you say they argued? And for the Gemara, boy b'yom nechku, on that day that the Gzeiris came out, they argued. And they went for a minyan, and Beis Shammai won. Ulamachar, and afterwards, machas means the next day, means afterwards, hushvu. They came around, and Beis Hillel v'chayzer to Beis Shammai's shita of the Yud Ches Tava. So the Gemara Gvaita, Gufa, Amrav, who know, before, but gimel mekoymes nechku Shammai v'Hillel. That means in Gantz, Shas, there's only three machlekesim, Shammai and Hillel. When we find machlekesim, usually it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which means the yeshivas of Beis Shammai and yeshivas of Hillel. But Shammai and Hillel themselves only argued in three cases. And we'll see the Gemara is going to bring down the three cases that they argued. So the Gemara, the first one is like this, Shammai Oimer, it's machlekes, the halacha is that if you make a dough, a big enough dough, you have to take off challah. It says in the pasuk, "Bereishis arisay seichem." So it has to be the dough of the midbar, which Chazal says was the size of the mon. The mon was asiris ha'efa. A efa is three saw. A saw is six kaven. So a efa is 18 kaven. Those are writing it down. You can write this down. The efa is 18 kaven. A kav is 4 lugan. All together, 72 lugan. So a efa is 72 lugan. A tenth of a efa is 7.2 lugan. That's how many lugan is a tenth of an eifa. There's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that you say the tenth mil bar, which means it would come out to be more than 1.5 kavim. It would come out to be 2 kavim, which would mean eight bayim would be a tenth of 72. Why is that? You add 8 to the 72, which is 80, and a tenth of that is 8, because it's the tenth mil bar. So according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the 10th Asiris Eifa was 2 kavim. Therefore, Beis Hillel will hold that the Shir Challah is 2 kavim. Shammai holds that you cut the Suda of the day's mon supply in half, the morning and the evenings. Therefore, it's a half of that, which is 1 kav. That's the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We'll see the Chacham in a second, momentarily. Shammai Eimer Mekav L'Challah, that 1 kav is a shear for challah, which is 4 lugan. V'hil oimer mekabayim, 2 kavim, which is 8 lugan. V'chachoyim oimer loike devrezeh, lekav umechza. If the shear is 1.5 kav, which comes out to 6 lugan, chayiv v'challah. And Rashi explains that this shear of 6 lugan is shear yeshalmius, because we just finished saying it's really 7.2 lugan if you do 10%, according to Chachamim, let's say. It really should be 7.2 lugim, so 7.2 lugim was in the midbar, but they made the shurim bigger, they made the lugim bigger once they got into Eretz Yisrael, and it fit into 6 lugim. The 7.2 lugim fit into 6 lugim, because they added on to the shurim a shtos milbar, a sixth milbar. So that's the shita of Chacham. Shammai and Hillel argue if it's a kav or it's kavayim, 2 kav or 1 kav. But Chacham say the shear is Kavu mechza. Look at the Rebbe Gazel. Kavu mechza. Chayim v'chal. Yichayim v'chal. Meshagdilu amidos. When they got the tzipayri, they even made it bigger. They even made the shear bigger when they got the tzipayri. And then 6 lugan went into 5 lugan. Omru chameshes revam kamach, which is 5 lugan of kamach. We call a lug a revia because it's revia hakav. It's a quarter of a kav. So 5 lugan kamach is chayavim v'chal. That's the shita of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Chamisha is Pturim. It's not enough. This shiur that everyone gives is not enough. It's Chamisha v'oyid chayav v'mechala, a little bit more. It's chayav v'mechala, a little bit more. And Rashi explains, I have to add another 2 bayim. Because if you figure out 7.2 lugim is 43 bayim around, and Rabbi Yosi holds it 45 bayim of shiur chala, and that's why he holds you have to add a little more. Akaponim, the first machlokes Shammai and Hillel is about the shear of challah. That's the first. We say we're going to say 3 machlokes from Shammai and Hillel. The first one is the shear of challah. Is it 1 kav according to Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel holds 2 kavayim, and Chachamim say kav mechza. What's the second machlokes Shammai v'Hillel v'Idach? This machlokes is talking about how much mayim she'uvim passes a mikvah. The halacha is once you have a kosher a mikvah of 40 sa, you can put whatever you want in the mikvah, it stays kosher. So if you have 40 sa rainwater, then you can add whatever you want and it's kosher. And our mikvah is based on this. Our mikvah is a regular water, but we make a hashaka to a 40 sa bar. And once you have 40 sa, you're good to go. But if you start off a mikvah with mayim she'uvim, it passes the whole mikvah. Even if you put on another 100 sa of rainwater, it'll still be possible to start off with mayim she'uvim. How much mayim she'uvim does it start off with to become possible? So it's machlokes. It's a Mishnah in Idyas as well. Hillel Oimer, Molei Hin Mayim She'uvim Paisimus Mikvah. Hillel holds that it's 12 lugim is the shear, a hin, which is 12 lugim. That is the shear that passes the mikvah. It's a chosh of a shear that passes the mikvah. And why is it called a hin? You don't find in the Gemara ever a lashon hin, which is say 12 lugim. Why say simple? 12 lugim, why say hin? Because chayivam loyim lashon rabbi. That was the way his Rebbe, Shemayiv Avtalim, said it over. And therefore, he's required to say like his Rebbe. His Rebbe said it over that way, hin, which is lashon hatayra. The entire you find lashon hin. And therefore, he said it over also. And Hillel's shear of Mayim Shuvim that passes on Mikvah Matchila is 12 Lugan. Shammai Eimer, Tisha Kavim. Shammai says, no, much more you need Mayim Shuvim. You need 9 Kavim of Mayim Shuvim to pass on Mikvah, which is 36 Lugan. Because each Kav is 4 Lug, 9 times 4 is 36. The Chama Eimerim, like it, like it. I don't know like that, not like that. I don't like Hillel, not like Shammai. Achabo Shnei Gardim Mishara Ashba. 2 tailors came from Shara Ashba Shushlaim. It's a very bad neighborhood. The idu misha mishum shemayim v'avtalim shesloisha lugim mayim shuvim paisa mikvah. 3 lugim pasul mikvah ready. V'kayimu chachamim sevreim, and chachamim paskin like these 2 tailors. Rashi brings out from here a major lesson, and he says the reason is to teach us. It could be comes from the Mishnah Idyas that teaches us. Mesechtas Idyas Rashi says it probably means maybe a shami, but. He says that this the Sefta. A lesson is like this, that even if you're a tailor, and even if you come from Shara Ashba, if you go to the Bismarck learn sometimes, you come up with a Chiddush, and you could be an Edis, what Shemaya Vavtalian held, and be Machriya, the big Gedolim. The big Gedolim Adari, and Machriya, the Psak. That's what you see from here. So everyone who's learning, don't take your learning too lightly. This is major stuff. Anyone who learns, see 2 tailors, they heard a Shir from Shemaya Vavtalian, and they were the Machriya, the executive shear, till this day, we pass in Shloi Shalugim, 3 Lugim Mayim Shuvim, pass of the mikvah. So that's 2 machlokes from Shammai Hillel. Now we're up to the 3rd machlokes from Shammai Hillel. V'idach, Shammai Eimer. This one sounds familiar. That's a good sign because it's the first Mishnah in Mesechtas Nida. V'idach, Shammai Eimer, kol ha'noshim daya shaitam. Any isha that sees dam Nida, it's only Tamei from now on. For anything she touched yesterday is not Tamei. No, Pekida. You go back to the last check. Anything you touched since the last check is Tame. Anything you touched since the last time you quarantine your Tame. That's the way it is. Anything you touched, Hillel says, from the last Pekida. From the last Pekida. Shammai says, from goes from right now, Hillel is more Machmer than Pekida la Pekida. And Philo Yom Harbi, even a lot of time. He's Machama Machriya. Loike de Verzev, Loike de Verzev, not like Shammai al Hillel. Elam Eis la Eis ve Mayit Ayad be Pekida la Pekida. Whatever's shorter. If 24 hours, if the bedika, last bedika, to see Shuza Nida was more than 3 days ago or more than a day ago, so you go only have to go back 24 hours and make everything Tame. And if you made a bedika within 24 hours, you only have to be Tame from the last bedika. And Pekida la Pekida, Mamayit le Meis Leis. Pekida Pekida is Mamayit, what you saw Meis Leis. So, Akapon, the Gemara comes out with 3 machlekesim. This is the only 3 machlekesim we have in Shas, the Shammai and Hillel. That's what this member said. And the 3 machlekesim by Chala, by Mayim She'uvim, and by Nida. And the interesting thing to me is that all 3 machlokesim have a chacham machriya. You don't even stay, we don't even pass like either one. The 3 machlokesim Hillel and Shammai, we don't pass like Shammai, and we don't pass like Hillel. We pass like the chacham. Zokhti Gemara Vait, Vesu Leka, that's only 3 machlokesim. I'll show you a Mishnah as a machlokes. It's a Mishnah in Chagiga. Veika, there's machlokes if I'm yontif, you're allowed to do smicha. The halacha is they're allowed to bring carbon certain times, certain type of kavanas you can bring on yontif. But you're not allowed to be mishtamish with an animal on yontif. So when you do smicha, you bring mishtamish with an animal. So it's a big machlokes if you're allowed to do smicha. Hill oimer lismach. Veshamah oimer shal lismach. Hill says you could do smicha, and Shammai says you cannot do smicha. So you see another machlokes Shammai Hill. He said only 3. There's another one. Why are you saying only three? There's another one. Zach the Gemara. Is it almost like Zach the Gemara? Kikama Rav Huna Hecha the Leka plucked the Rav Sabadayu. That's only when other Tanaim don't argue about it. But this machlokes v'smicha nat was a long time machlokes. Even before Hillel v'Shammai came around, there was a lot of machlokes of the Nesi'im and Bezdin before them. They all had this machlokes ready to smicha nat. Since it was an old time machlokes, therefore it's not counted as one of machlokes Shammai Hillel, because it has to be something that's exclusive machlokes Shammai Hillel. This was not exclusive machlokes Shammai Hillel. Very different on a kasha, but ikar different machlokes. It's a brisa. Haboitzil a gas. Someone he's harvesting an oven, he puts it into the gas, grapes. He's harvesting grapes, he puts it into a press, a wine press. And something, while it was sitting there waiting for the wine press, it started dripping out some liquid. Is that machshir the grapes or not? The luck is that the hechshir, you need one of shiva mashkin. Does it have a din of mashkin, and is it called hechshir or not? Shama eimer huchshir, v'hil eimer lo huchshir. It's not hukshar. And the machlokes if it's hukshar or not. Shammai says that yayin drips out, makes hechshar. Even though it's going to ibud, you don't care about it. It's falling through the cracks and falling on the floor. But it's gzeira, maybe you do it with kupais that don't have any holes in it. And it's gzeira, and therefore it's machshar. And we'll, this Gemara later on, Daf Yudzayin, we'll discuss what this is. But like upon him, you see a machlokes Shammai and Hillel if the wine that drips out of the gas is hechshar or not. Zog the Gemara, bar minei dahi. That's not a machlokes, because in the same brisa it's mavuyer that Hillel at the end was chayzer to Shammai. And since he was chayzer to Shammai, we'll see like the land of Yitzayin, therefore it's not counted as one of the machlokesim, Shammai and Hillel. So the Gemara Vaitim. We had in the Gemara before, on Daf Yedal on base, we had in the Gemara, that Yosi ben Ye'ezer ish treda, but Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, Gozru Tumal Eretz Amim va Klis Huchis. That there were Gozru Tumal Eretz Amim, which means on Chos Laretz, and on Klis Huchis, that even though in our Torah a glass keli is not Mekabal Tuma, there were Gozru that a glass keli is Mekabal Tuma. Freit the Gemara, is it Taka the Gzera of Yosi ben Yezer and Ish and Yosi ben Yechanan, the two Yosis? Is there Gzera? What about us when it's on a Gozru? Rabbanim of the 80 years with Geizer. What does that mean? Amar Rav Kana, because Chol Rav Yishmael Rav Yosi. Rav Yishmael Rav Yosi got sick. Sholchu Loi, the Chacham sent him, Rebbe, Emulanu, tell us, Shnayim Shesh Dvar Mishem Marta, Mishem Avicha. Tell us two or three members from your father, Yechosha father Rav Yosi. Tell us two members from Yechosha father Rav Yosi. Sholach lahem, kach oma abba, meim shmoinim shana, 180 years after Chor Abayis, 180 years before Chor Abayis, poshto malchus harosh al Yisrael. The Romans started making Yisrael work for them, putting the work on them, you know, being on top of them. The malchus of Rome was started being, you know, making Xeris on Klal Yisrael. That was 180 years before the Chor Abayis. 80 years before Chor Abayis, Gozru Tuma al Eretz Amim va Kli Zchuchas. They made a gzeira of Tuma on Chutz La'aretz and on Kli Zchuchas. On a glass kelim, they were sakin that it's Tuma. Arbam Shana Asher Chor Abayis, 40 years before Churban Abayis, Gozru lost the Hedron, so Hedron went into Golus. They left the Lishkas al Gozes, which was in the base of Mikdash, that was a place in the base of Mikdash where they sat. They left the Yashule Bechanuyas. It was a place in Har Abayis that was called Chanuyas, and they moved out of the base of Mikdash to a different place on the Har Abayis. What do you see? What do you see? Lemaisi, you see from here that 80 years before the Churban was the Gzeira of Eretz Amim. And just before we go back to the Akasha, the Gemara interject. What's in Negeia that Sanhedrin were moved to Chanuyas? What's that Negeia? Lemai Hilkasa. Teaching us that they couldn't dan any more dine knasos, any knasos that we have in the Torah, so they couldn't do that anymore, like kefil and adal vahei, because just like we don't have knasos when I was there, so the Gemara thought right now that if the Sanhedrin moved, there was no knasos. Right, the Gemara, it's not true. Dine knasos akadaitach, you don't need the Sanhedrin to be in its makim to have dine knasos. It's nothing to do with it. Ella, Ema, Tlodono didn't fascist. They couldn't do capital punishments anymore because if the Lishkas are Gazas, if the Sahedra is not Lishkas are Gazas, there is no capital punishment anymore. We learn from the Pasik, Vasisa, That's telling the mokim is goyrim, and therefore you need lishka gazus in order. You don't need that sanhedrin dafka, but there has to be a sanhedrin in the lishka gazus in order for a different sanhedrin of 23 to paskin on dina in the fashas. So that's the brisa. Now akaponim, well, that's the memra of Rukana akaponim. What's shver? What shver is, it says in this memra that 80 years before Choron Habayis was the gzeira of Eretz Amim. Now, you'll tell me, you know what? Yosi and Yosi, Yosi and Yeza, and Yosi and Yechon were living 80 years before the Choron Habayis, and everything's gavaldik. They made it. They did 80 years before the Habayis, but it can't be. Because the Braisa says, Vatanya, Hillel, Veshimon, Vegamil, Veshimon. These are four Nisim of Klal Yisrael. The first, that were the last 100 years, these, let's read it on. Hillel, Veshimon, Gamil, Veshimon, Nogun, Yosef, Bnei Habayis, Meyashon. The last 100 years before Choron Habayis, we had four Nisim. We had Hillel, which is known as Hillel HaZaken. Then Rab Shimon, the son of Hillel HaZaken. Then you have Rab Gamil, who's Rab Gamil HaZaken. And his son, who's Rab Shimon, who's one of the Arugei Malchus, who is the father of Rab Gamil, Rab Gamil that we know, that was Matzar of Shul Ben Chananya in Maseches Brachos. That's what Rashi brings down. And he, the Mechalikus of Elazar ben Hyrcanus, that's Rab Gamil. But the four Gedoy Nesiim of the last 100 years were Hillel, Shimon, Gamil, and Shimon. The Ilu Yosef Yezesh trade the Yosef Yerich and Akad Vituva. They were much before Hillel. They were much before Hillel. Like look at Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph. You see, they were much before that, before Hillel, before these Gedolim. So that's what Rashi brings down. Maseches Avos, they were much before that. So how can you say that Yosef and Yosef were Goyzer on Eretz Amim? It was already. It says in a different price, or a different memra, it was 80 years before the Churban, and Yosef and Yosef was much before 80 years before the Churban. Zach the Gemara, Ella, also inu. It was two stages. Yosi and Yosi made a gzera, gozer, agusha, lisroi. They're gozer on sand and earth from Eretz Amim. That if it touches truma, you have to burn the truma. Va'avira v'leklum. And the but if it went into just the airspace of Eretz Amim, the truma would not become tameh. But also Rabbanon, the Shana, when the Shana goes Avira, the guys are on even Avira. Rashi says the case is, as you stick your head out of the wagon, instead of Truma out the wagon, over the Eretz Amim, it becomes Tommy cords in the Avir. That's what they were guys are. So the early Xero was only on the Gusha. The late Xero was on the Avir.